This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1907. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 5th, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Anguilla, Australia, Biafra, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Cuba, Ecuador, Greece, India, Indonesia, Israel, Italy, Kiribati, Korea North, Kuwait, Madagascar, Mongolia, New Zealand, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Joe's Jacob of DX India reports, as of November 16th, during the last few days, I am getting much better signals of All India Radio, Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands on 4760. When I contacted the station today, I was told that they have improved the transmitter lately with new spare parts. Anguilla remained off the air through the entire month of November, last heard on November 1st, and still not there by December 1st on 6090 at night or 11775 in the daytime. Meanwhile, Christopher J. Gordon received a QSL card postmarked November 25th for a report. He heard them before the hurricane in August, saying that the Caribbean beacon was destroyed by Hurricane Irma. Nevertheless, it showed up again, first reported by Don Hosmer in Michigan, December 4th at 22:25 on 6090 with Pastor Melissa Scott. And I was hearing it a bit later at 0140 December 5th with Dead Gene Scott on 6090. However, when I checked later that UT day for the day frequency, 11775 at 1958, it was gone again. According to our archives, the first time it was heard since the hurricane was briefly on September 24th and then nothing until October 31st and November 1st. And here it is on December 4th and 5th. These are intervals of about 5 weeks apart. If only we could determine exactly whence these two signals come from now. If it was and is destroyed as they say, they have to be from somewhere else. The University Network could be hiring time on some other station, probably in the U.S., just to maintain occasional occupancy of those frequencies. Of course, there are already some other stations on them, notably Ethiopia and Nigeria, on 6090. Ron Howard in California reports the low-power Australian Aussie radio on 5045, November 30th at 12:26 to 14:36, including the Walsing Matilda interval signal at 13:02, but bad interference from over-the-horizon radar. However, the Aussie radio signal strength was the strongest I have heard it, he says, and it would have been very readable without the radar interference. The next day, Harold Sellers in British Columbia says he picked it up for the first time, December 1st, from 12:36 to 14:15. There was usually an announcer between songs, and he heard Waltzing Matilda for about 15 seconds and an ID at 13:01. He set a reception report and soon got an EQSL, which said, "We play all Australian music, and we broadcast with 1,000 watts in an inverted V antenna." So apparently they have increased power, which may be why Harold was able to hear it, and Ron was able to hear it the strongest ever. Radio Biafra continues to be quite sporadic, both from WRMI and from the relay in France. On occasion, I've heard world music filling time on 11530 from WRMI. And other reports indicate that the one-hour broadcast has been reduced to half an hour. On December 4th, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was listening to the 0500 broadcast, but he tuned in late, about 0516, and it ended at 0528.40 from 7240 via France. For several days now, none of us have heard any signal at 19 UT on 11530, nor does it appear on the WRMI schedule grid, so perhaps that transmission has been canceled. On December 3rd and 4th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was not hearing either transmission on any of the four frequencies, 9580 being the other one via France at 19 UT. November 29th at midnight 19, I had a very poor signal with a trace of music on 5580.23. Way out of band, but that frequency certainly brings to mind Radio San Jose de Chiquitos in Bolivia, which has been very irregular or inactive. Further checks recommended. I have not heard it since. On December 4th, Ron Howard in California says, "How ironic. Yesterday I questioned their recent absence, and today they are back on the air again. NBC Bougainville 3325. Heard until sign-off at 11:58. DJ and Pigeon playing pop Pacific Island songs, but suddenly cut off. They picked the perfect time to start up again as the other station on the same frequency, RRI Palangkaraya Indonesia, continues to be off the air for the third consecutive day, so there was no interference. As for the other PNG active station, sometimes, NBC Madang 3260, they were already off the air by 11:59. December 2nd at 0106, I had a just barely audible carrier on 4924.98 for the second time in a few days. Now, there had been a station in Brazil near that frequency, but it had last been reported on 4925.2. But Ron Howard has information that, in fact, it is the Brazilian Radio Educação Rural in Chefe Amazonas, which has actually got closer to their nominal frequency. Alan Rowan, England, says, "A few months ago, China Radio International revised its program schedule again. Although various program schedules can be found on the CRI websites, there is no current shortwave schedule to be found. I've therefore compiled my own schedule for the station. The broadcast day runs from 16 UT, so programs from 16 to 24 are heard one UT day earlier than those at midnight to 16. Chinese studio has now been dropped from some time slots." That's the language lesson during the last 5 minutes of some hours. Too detailed to go over here, but I will refer you to DX Listening Digest number 17-49 when published, which does include his entire monitored CRI English program schedule. In the ADX list in German, Wolfgang Büschel says that Arnie Coro, DX program host at Radio Havana, Cuba, has undergone a serious operation and is hospitalized. December 1st at midnight 41, I discovered a new frequency for Radio Marti, 7355, but it's not replacing another one. It, in fact, is a third transmitter. For a few years now, they've only been on two frequencies at once, although before that they had three, so now it is back to three, at least during part of the day. The span for that later determined to be from 23 until 07 UT. But it's also on in the morning until 14 UT, colliding with Radio New Zealand International, which starts that frequency at 13 UT. I've told Adrian Sainsbury about it at RNZI, and he says they're looking for a new clear frequency. They also need to avoid KNLS Alaska after 14 UT on 7355. It took only one day for the Cuban jammers to jump on the new frequency, both at night and in the morning. HCJB in Ecuador is always quite weak on 6050, but it had an additional problem December 3rd at 0126, when I found what sounded like DRM noise right on that frequency, spanning 6045 to 6055, but nothing is scheduled in any mode at that time besides HCJB. My theory is that it is Kuwait, which does use 6050 at a different time of the day, supposedly in AM, but they could be playing around with the DRM as they do on other frequencies, perhaps by mistake at this hour. And in fact, there was no such problem 24 hours later around 02 UT. Meanwhile, however, we heard from Art Delibear in Maryland, who checked it at midday on December 3rd. And he says, "I'm hearing the digital racket around 6050 at 18:05 UT. it was off by 1920. Voice of Greece had been missing for some time, a few weeks, I think, from their number one frequency, 9420. Sometimes we could hear them on their number two frequency, 9935. But Alan Rowe in the UK says, December 5th at 16 UT, Voice of Greece is back on 9420 with news. The first time I've heard them here for some time, and earlier than normally on the air in the Greek evening. It may seem rather odd, but All India Radio Shillong 4970 has a Sunday country and western music show called Country Roads with a DJ in English. Ron Howard heard it December 3rd at 12:37 to 13:15 on 4970. Songs included Rose Garden, Somebody's Fool, Into the World, Crying in the Chapel, and My Special Angel. The ID is the Northeastern service of All India Radio broadcasting from Shillong. Here's an obituary for someone longtime listeners may recognize. Jim Gershman, K1JJ, sends this from IsraelNationalNews.com. November 28th, journalist Mickey Gordas passes away. Michael Mickey Gordas died at his home in Yehud at the age of 73 following a serious illness. For many years, he monitored foreign broadcasts for public radio. Jim says Gordas for many years worked out of his home in the Tel Aviv area, monitored military and diplomatic communications in neighboring states and distant countries. He was fluent in several languages. Marconi Radio International, the low-power Italian station, tells me their next broadcast will be Saturday, 9 December, at 14:15 to 16:30 UT on 7720 USB. All reports verified with EQSL, but a limited number of listeners will also receive a printed QSL card. The email address is marconiradiointernational@gmail.com. Nick Hallpatch in Victoria, B.C. was surprised to hear a signal on 846 kilohertz between 05 and 0535 UT on November 30th. This, of course, used to be the frequency of Radio Kiribati, but they moved to 1440 a few years ago. Theo Donnelly says it was in March of 2011. But December 5th at 0529, Walt Salmaniv, also in Victoria, says he heard Kiribati with island music until 529. Although they faded down when there might have been an ID, as he was trying to parallel it to their internet audio relay. And the Mauno Ritola in Finland, I suppose checking remote receivers, says December 5th at 09:35, both frequencies are on the air from Kiribati, 846 and 1440. Last week we had a story about someone supposedly hacking in to the North Korean shortwave station on 6400. However, Kai Ludwig in Germany thinks this was just an example of clickbait. That frequency is a common one for Irish pirates, which may be what somebody heard, if anything. Last week I said I thought it was about time for Seabreeze to get off that collision frequency with China on 7410. And, in fact, they did. Ron Howard in California found the new one, 6085, December 2nd. Or December 1st, he heard it, and I heard it on the 2nd. There is English usually on Thursdays only between 13 and 14 UT. Ivo Ivanov rounds up all the new frequency changes for the three transmissions of Seabreeze or Shokazay from Japan for North Korea. Besides 6085 replacing 7410 at 13 to 14, the interim broadcast at 1405 to 1435 is moved from 6095 to 5935, actually carrying the Furusato no Kaze program. And then Seabreeze again at 16 to 17 on 7285, replacing 7335. Unfortunately, 7285 clashes with New Zealand in DRM. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1907. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Back on November 10th at 1404, I was hearing a weak signal on 6135. Voice of Freedom, clandestine from South to North Korea, used to be there, but it has not been for some time, according to Ron Howard, although there is North Korean jamming still on the frequency, which does not allow him to hear whatever else this may be. It brings to mind, to me, Madagascar, which used to be heard on this frequency. It's the national station, not one of the relays. And others have been checking on this, but not able to get a definite ID. Mauno Ritla in Finland says, the open carrier begins to be visible here now at 1400, and it is very exactly on 6135. I think it was switched off yesterday, right after 1530. I agree it fits with Madagascar. Probably their programming feed is not working. If there were normal modulation, the audio could beat the Korean jamming easily at 1500. Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, says there is a frequency change for Voice of Mongolia effective November 20th. They replaced 12034.9 with 12084.9 for their broadcast between 09 and 11 UT, half an hour each in English, Mongolian, Chinese, and Japanese. November 3rd at 0636, I had no signal from Radio New Zealand International on 11725. And I soon found out why by consulting their schedule, which had been updated, effective December 1st, replaced with 13730, between 0459 and 0758, apparently the only change they had made so far. That's a shame for us, because 11725 used to be the strongest signal and even the only signal on the 25-meter band at that hour. But 2 megahertz higher means it's much weaker or not making it at all. Adrian Sainsbury says, we moved to 13730 to improve early evening reception in eastern Australia, Solomon Islands, and the PNG area. Here's a hopeful story via Australian DX News originating with ABU, the Asia-Pacific Broadcasting Union. New Zealand's new government plans to extend public service broadcasting to the Pacific region. Minister for Pacific Peoples, Aupito William Seo, said he was working closely with the Minister of Broadcasting to improve and broaden services. RNZ International has pared back its shortwave service to the Pacific, while the ABC has done away with its shortwave service. Aupito said he was waiting to hear from ministry officials about how New Zealand's offering can be enhanced. I'm going to be providing some advice to the Minister of Broadcasting about how we deliver that, but it's about our Pacifica communities here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, being able to tell our stories by our own people in our own language. And it's also about us connecting with what's happening in this region. Aupito said New Zealand's special relationship with the Pacific will be enhanced by improving the offering. He said his ministry is committed to improving Pacific services from RNZ International and Television New Zealand. Well, we can't get our hopes up too high that they'll add more shortwave. This may not be about shortwave at all. It seems the new target broadcast for Nigeria, Radio Herwa International, HERWA, is a bit more reliable than Radio Biafra via WRMI. But it's in the middle of the night for us, 07 to 7:30 UT on 11530. I occasionally, if I can stay awake that long, can hear their broadcast in presumed Hausa language. It's also via France, 13710, but much weaker here. It may be just the opposite in Nigeria. There was, however, one report of Wavescan appearing during this time slot, rather than Radio Herwa International. Here's some great FMDX reported by Jeff Wolfe in Numerala, New South Wales, Australia. A remarkable opening from the Philippines started with Band 1, lower TV channels in the American system, 2, 3, 4, and 5 coming in well. Then he checked some FM frequencies, and one station popped up with a strong signal, playing commercials in both English and Tagalog. It's in Davao City, Philippines, the distance to his location, 5,435 kilometers. Probably setting a new FM distance record for Australia, and perhaps the first ever recorded occurrence of triple hop sporadic E on the FM band. This was November 30th at 0530 UT, or 1630 local daylight time. And he has a YouTube recording of it. I listened to it. One might suspect such reception would be via the trans-equatorial mode, but no, this has typical heavy fading like sporadic E. Here's more on Adventist World Radio, suspending relays via the Trincomalee Sri Lanka site. Andreas Folk received a note from them, which appears in ADX Radio Courier magazine via Wolfgang Büschel. Dear monitors, dear listener, due to a thunderstorm accident in Sri Lanka, the transmitter site Trincomalee is actually not operating. Probably for all this B-17 period, we are not broadcasting via TRM. We had to shift as good as possible many of our transmissions to different sites. The quality will partly suffer and in other cases improve. This is the time where your reports are especially very appreciated. And then they provide a full new schedule. My question is, must we assume all clients via Trincomalee are also in this situation? Kai Ludwig replies, the only other remaining client for shortwave I'm aware of is Deutsche Welle. Its replacements have already been reported. And now Ivo Ivanov has posted this. SLBC Sri Lanka heard December 3rd at 11:15 to 12:15 on 9720 in South Asian languages with weak to fair signals via the Trincomalee site. So is it still on the air for SLBC, and how could that be? What's going on here? And Ivo Ivanov monitors another such broadcast of SLBC at 16:30 to 17:30 on 11750, the Sinhala language relay of City FM, still with a good signal on December 3rd. Solomon Islands normally finishes with a day frequency 9545 around 05 UT, but sometimes they run it much later into the evening instead of 5020. Thus, Ron Howard was very concerned when he heard something else on 9545. It seems to be RTI in Taiwan. He was hearing it from 12:06 until off at 12:58 on December 2nd. And subsequently confirmed by Hiroyuki Komatsubara that indeed RTI in Chinese is on new 9545, also heard by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Radio Taiwan International has made some other frequency changes for other languages, including one affecting English. During December and January, 16 to 17 UT, 9405 is replaced by 6185 for South Asia. Via shortwave radiogram, via Roger, a story from VOA News. The White House confirms the weekly presidential radio address, a fixture for decades, is on indefinite hiatus. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced this in a daily briefing. We're looking at different ways that we can revamp it and make it where it's more beneficial and gets more information out. The last time the White House released a weekly radio recording made by acting President Donald Trump was on October 13th. During the first 9 months of his administration, he had regularly taped the messages. I might point out that these were always accompanied, to be fair, by a Democratic response, which could be another reason for dropping them. And of course, they're hardly unnecessary with Trump dominating the news hour by hour with his tweets. They were also carried during the Obama era on YouTube and on C-SPAN. As the Power Hour had warned earlier in a newsletter, as of December 4th, their time has changed. It had been 13 to 16 UT, Monday through Friday, but the new time is 21 to 23 UT via GCN Channel 4, and of course that affects what shortwave stations will do about it. I found on December 5th, that the morning broadcast was still on the air, but it appeared to be a playback of the live broadcast from the previous afternoon, which is now heard on WRMI during the 22 to 23 hour on the same three frequencies as in the morning, 7780, 9395, and 9455. But the first hour at 21 to 22, I'm glad to report, remains with the diversity of programming on 9455 only, including World of Radio, Tuesday at 21:30. Myself to listen to it for a bit. I gather that there's quite a controversy at the Power Hour because now there is another program with a very similar name, apparently co-opting what they're trying to do, also on the GCN satellite network. So don't confuse them. The English frequencies of WEWN were missing for some time, not heard on November 29th. But finally on December 3rd at 0148, they were back on 11520. 12065 is their morning frequency until 15 UT. However, I was still not hearing it later that UT day, December 3rd. By December 4th, the operations seem to be back to normal. Something strange going on at WWRB. Early UT December 1st, I noticed that their brother scare frequency 9370 was unmodulated. Furthermore, it stayed on 9370, barely detectable in the middle of the night, running 24 hours a day with no modulation for the next 3 days. It finally came to life on December 5th. 3185 at 0723 and 9370 during the daytime with Brother Scare. In the meantime, we were getting concerned that something might have happened to Dave France, since surely if he were there and running the station, he would not have allowed them to broadcast dead air for 4 days, 24 hours in a row. People were starting to look into welfare checks on behalf of the sheriff's office or to find out perhaps if his plane had crashed. We still don't know if Dave France is okay and if he's the one running the station, but at least operations have resumed not only with transmission but modulation. Unlike WWRB, when they have a problem, KVOH tells us about it. Ray Robinson of the Strategic Communications Group posted to the DX Listening Digest group on December 5th. We have a high wind event here in Southern California with several large brush fires. At the KVOH transmitter site on Chatsworth Peak, sustained winds are now at 60 miles per hour, with gusts to over 90. The microwave link between our studios and the transmitter site is unstable because the winds are blowing the microwave dishes off beam, and the power is very unstable too. There are currently about 500,000 people in Ventura County without power at all. Looking at the weather forecast, we may be off tomorrow as well, but hopefully back on the air by Thursday, says Ray Robinson of KVOH. I do an expanded propagation report, as you may know, for Media Network Plus, lasting 2 minutes or more. However, the next one there will not be until the weekend of December 22nd due to some holiday pre-production. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G2 moderate storms peaking, December 5th with AN candidacies of 48 and 6, and December 18th at 25 and 5. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 on December 9th and 10th, 15th and 16th. Solar flux 70 until December 11th and up to 75 on the 13th to 16th. That's World of Radio 1907. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.